Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for blessing our lives. Ooh, you're good. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, that we will hear what you're saying, do what you're doing. Yeah, we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. How many of you are here tonight? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm here. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good. We're winning.
We are.
We win no matter what because we've already won. I'm going to read 1 Peter 1:18. You probably memorized it by now, but you can look at it if you want to with me. Yeah, let's just do that first. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1:18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we're working on a series called Redeemed, and we're looking at the blood of Jesus. Jesus came to the slave market. That's what redeem means. Jesus came to the slave market where you were being held captive. He permanently removed you from Satan's power. He was willing to pay a high price for you. He restored us to the positions of sons of God. We are sons of God. We're children of God. And he paid with his blood. So what I wanted to do tonight, this will be just a little bit different for us. Maybe kind of more like Sunday school, I guess. I wanted to look at the seven places where the blood was shed and what they mean to us. So this probably won't take very long. We'll just go through it. And what I'm trying to do with us is, you know, we're headed toward Resurrection Day, so I wanted to talk about being redeemed. I wanted to honor the blood during this season. And I feel like it's a little bit hot. But I wanted I study, but I go way deeper than what I get to put out. So I just want to make sure, you know, most of us are veterans, but maybe some people haven't thought about some of these things, and we always need to be reminded. So I think it's good to go back and look at these things. So we're going to talk about the seven places where the blood was shed. Number one, the sweating of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I'm going to read Luke 22, 40 through 44 if you want to go there. Luke 22, 40. I did not give Ronnie any of my notes, so she'll put it up there and then you can go in your Bibles. Luke 22, 40 said, when he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Okay, did you hear that? Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. That's interesting. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Now, when we look at this, the word agony here is agonizo, and it means to struggle or to fight with great exertion. So he's putting forth a real effort. And so we could say that Jesus was pushed to the limit right here. He's facing the hardest thing anyone has ever gone through. And just in that moment, he's saying, if we can go another way, nevertheless, I'm going to go with your will. I'm going to go with your will. That's big. And so he's about to take on the sin, the sickness, the curse of the world, and then he's going to fight hell itself. And so it says that he sweat great drops of blood. Now, the Greek word for sweat is idros. And the word drops is thrombos. It's a medical word that, which points to blood usually clotted. Okay? So when you join those two words together, you have a condition called hematidrosis. And it's a condition that occurs only when individuals are in a highly emotional state. I mean, they're way out there. And the stress is so heavy that it sends a signal to the body, and the body reacts according to that physical pressure. It reacts physically to that pressure. And so as a result, the first and second layer of your skin, particularly on the face, causes a vacuum form between the two layers, and clotted blood will start seeping through there and oozing through the pores of the skin. And then it mixes with the sweat, flows down and drops on the ground. And you just got a picture of what was happening to Jesus. He was to that point where he's sweating blood, making the right decision in the will of God. Okay? So, church, he sweat blood for us. He sweat blood for us. I just think that is something we really don't think about that often, and we really do need to. Praise the Lord. And so what happens here then is this signifies that Jesus won back our willpower. He redeemed us. He redeemed our willpower. Hey, you have some willpower.
Glory.
It's been redeemed. You have it. You actually have. You can say, I just don't have any willpower. According to what Jesus did, you have some willpower.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Number two, the stripes on Jesus' back and the shedding of the blood at the whipping post. So John 19:1 says, so then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. Now, from the time that Jesus is arrested to the time that he hung on the cross, he's going through a lot of torture. A lot's going on with him. Think about it. Look, first of all, what happens? He's tried by the scribes and the elders, Caiaphas the high priest. They're spitting in his face. They're pulling his beard. Not just a few of them. They're hitting him. They're slapping him. The guards are beating him. They're slandering him. They spoke horrible things to him. And then he's sent over to Pilate, and that happens, and then Pilate sends him to Herod Antipas, and then Herod and his crowd start mocking him. They're treating him maliciously. It's a horrible thing. They were using him for amusement. They were enjoying themselves. And then they put this, what they called a regal robe on him, you know, made fun of him. Then they send him back to Pilate. Now, he's going through all that, but think about what he went through before he even got there. He's out there in the garden in this intense moment, and his guys are sleeping.
Wow.
They're sleeping. Oh, yeah, boss will be okay. You know, they don't even realize what's going on. Not to mention he was betrayed with a kiss. This is a lot to take on. And then he's arrested like a criminal by the people who he was healing the day before. Think about that. Okay, so he's scourged. Romans were professionals at scourging. This was a sport to them. And they took delight in the fact that they were the best at punishing their victims. And so the scourge itself, you all know cat of nine tails. How many of y'all, you're familiar with that? So it's a short wooden handle. It's about 18 to 24 inches, and it's got, in these straps, there's sharp, rugged pieces of glass and metal and bone, and it's all mixed. So it's not just a whip like you see a bull whip. This thing has got all kinds of matter in it. And so, be okay, but I'm going to tell you, when they hit someone, it pulled things out. That's how bad it was, okay? So, thank you, Jesus. We have the grace to take that. Now, so, they harnessed his wrist to a 2-foot-high post, and then the torturers would just go to work. So, Isaiah 52, verse 14, you all know this scripture. You almost feel like crying when you read it, but it says, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. He was marred beyond recognition. You couldn't tell who he was. He was so marred. It was physically horrible. And probably the closest thing you've seen to it is if you saw The Passion of the Christ, which we all walked out in silence crying when we saw it, right? I haven't watched it since. Just thinking about it tears me up. But so they stripped him totally naked. That is a disgrace for Jewish people. And so Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. Seriously, we're healed. He took it. It was that serious. So this signifies that Jesus has won back our health. His body was broken so ours could be made whole. He took the punishment of the curse. The curse, when you look at the curse, when they start talking the curse, sickness and disease are listed under the curse. You are redeemed by what happened right here. You're redeemed by what happened. You're redeemed from the curse. You're not a part of that. It's not a part of you. It can't stay. This is huge. Our bodies were redeemed. Amen? By the body beaten and the blood poured out. Number three, he was bruised and suffered internal bleeding from being beaten. So he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. So a bruise is when your blood breaks open, but it stays inside. And so he took the punishment for what's gone on inside of us. The sin, the transgression, the iniquities, the familiar things passed down from the fathers, all that. He paid for all that. He won back our right standing with God and delivered us from wickedness, from sin. Isn't that amazing? It's wonderful. Bruises are internal. So he took care of our outside. He took care of our inside. Number four, the shedding of blood when receiving the crown of thorns upon his head. John 19:2 says, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Now, this signifies that Jesus won back our peace of mind. They put it on his head, and we're free of torment. The enemy can no longer torment your mind. Amen. And you know what I'm going to add to that? That includes your brain, too. Amen. That includes your neurological system, too. Jesus paid for that. He paid for that. He bled through his head, and he paid for what goes on in your head. You're redeemed from wrong thinking. You're redeemed from fear. You're redeemed from torment. Amen? Number five, the blood that was shed through Jesus' pierced hands. Matthew 27:35, and this will also be the same scripture for his feet. It says, then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So when it says they crucified him, the custom was to use nails. And so they put nails through his hands, nails through his feet, and he bled in those places. This signifies that Jesus won back your prosperity, because everything you put your hands to will prosper. Amen. And so he's redeemed us from poverty. Number six, the blood was shed through Jesus' pierced feet. And that would be the same scripture. This is a good one. He won back your dominion. The Bible says over in Genesis, I'll just read you the scripture, you know it. It says then 1:26, he says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing. I love that part. That creeps on the earth. So God gave us that authority. Adam lost the authority. Jesus got us the authority back. And of course, we know the scripture, Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the authority of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So that blood that was poured out took care of your authority. Amen? You're all right. You have your authority and you can use it. Number 7. Boy, we're going fast. Yeah. I better be ready to do a dance or something. I'm kidding. The Lord knows. Number 7. The blood was shed through the spear in Jesus' side. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, John 19:34, "But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out." Now, the fact that blood and water came out, what they tell us scientifically and what it symbolizes also, is that Jesus died from a broken heart. The intensity, the anguish, the weight of the burden that was on him, all of our sins, he took them on himself, and the continual betrayal, everything that was going on with him, it was too much for his heart to bear, and his heart stopped beating. Well, I would think from the time he was in the garden till the time he was hanging on the cross, yeah, it'd be real easy for your heart to stop beating, because I don't know that there was ever anyone in the history of the world. Well, I know there wasn't. No one was treated like that. One of the reasons being is because, church, I want you to hear me on this. He did not become a sinner. He became sin. He became sickness. He took it all on him. He was never a sinner and never would be. He couldn't be. But he took it all. Nobody killed Jesus. People say, the Jews, they were Christ killers. No, they weren't. Well, the Romans did it. Jesus said, nobody can take my life. I can call on legions of angels.
That's right.
In fact, when they went out and said, which one's Jesus? He said, I am. And they all fell down. And that wasn't 5 policemen and 2 guards.
Right.
There were like 600 people. Can you imagine? 600 soldiers and policemen. The temple guards went out there. They were expecting that it would not be easy to take Jesus, but he gave himself. He made the decision when he was sweating. And then by the time we get here, his heart had stopped beating. And that just signifies that Jesus has won back our joy and healed our broken hearts. We are healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. So this is what we have then. 7 places Jesus bled: sweat, beating, bruising, thorns, hands, feet, and side. Some of y'all are taking notes, so I'll tell you again. Sweat, beating, bruising, thorns, the crown, hands and nails, feet, and then his side. He bled all of those places for you. And life and light was poured out into the earth. It wasn't just that he took the punishment. It was also that he released life that has now come to you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every place that he shed his blood redeemed us on another level. I just think this. We are so redeemed. We're just so redeemed. I mean, God thought of everything. We're just totally redeemed. There's nothing that nothing's impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. No matter where people are, no matter how dark they seem, no matter how woke things look, things can turn around. Things can turn around. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You have some people that you think are way out there and they can't turn around. This is what we were talking about this today in staff. Brother Copeland used to tell a story. You probably remember it. He tells a story about this prisoner, this guy that went to jail. And the guards beat him all the time. They would just beat him. They just beat him in prison all the time. And he hadn't been a bad guy, but he got saved. He got saved in prison. And so they're beating him and everything. And somehow he got some revelation that if he would, quote, hold them to the light. And he started praying, Lord, I hold them to the light. I hold them to the light. I hold them to the light. And they started showing up saying, don't beat him again. You leave him alone. Clean him up. His life totally turned. He held everybody so close to the light that I believe he walked out of prison. I believe he got out. I'm not sure. I'll look it up and look at the story again. But hold them to the light. Hold your children to the light. I got up early this morning and prayed for your children, and I held them to the light. And I said, devil, you can't have any of our children. You can't have our grandchildren. We're holding them to the light. And I'll just say in the words of Deb Field, it's too late, devil. It's too late, devil. You can't have any of our children or our grandchildren or our spiritual grandchildren. I don't care what they're quacking or what they're believing or what they're thinking is right and wrong and this is bad or this is good. I hold them to the light. And the light will shine on their life and push out darkness. And y'all all know what I mean by the light. The light of the gospel, the light of Jesus, the light that Jesus has in him. Him, the Zoe life of God.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Nobody's going down on our watch. The only way they do it is if they absolutely chose to, but it ain't going to be our kids.
Nope.
It's too late. We have a covenant with Almighty God.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we send angels.
Yeah.
To grandchildren, to children, to those that haven't called home in a long time. And we say, you call home.
Yep.
You call home. Father, we send Holy Ghost laborers across their paths and we hold them to the light. We thank you, Lord, that they come out of darkness. They come out of drugs. They come out of lies in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to see it very soon in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. And this is what we say. We come to the courts of heaven.
Yeah.
The accuser of the brethren will not have us or have our children. Because in this court case, we plead the blood. And we pull a wall of blood around our children, around our animals, around our church family, around each other. And we are safe and protected in the blood of Jesus. The blood is alive right now and it is still working. It is still protecting. The blood protected them when they were coming out of Egypt, and it's still protecting you today. There's life and light in the blood of Jesus. We should honor the blood because the blood has the power to change everything.
Oh, yes.
Listen, you remember what it said? It said the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ. What do you know about Christ? What does that mean? What?
The anointed one
and his anointing. The blood is anointed. When it was poured out, the anointing was released. The anointing on the blood heals today. When you receive the meal that heals, the communion. When you receive communion, you should get it in your... You're not taking that because we're doing some little religious thing. We're not doing some religious thing. Well, let's all get together and do communion. No, we're receiving a body that was broken for us.
Right.
We're receiving the blood. He said, if you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you'll be a part of me. And so we become a part of that life. We're actually putting down the curse. We're above that curse by doing that. We're saying, nope, we have a covenant. We have a covenant with Almighty God and you can't have us.
Amen.
You know, people that there are people that when they get ill, they'll receive communion every day. They'll take communion. You don't have to wait for the month or the every 2 months when we do it here. Do it at home. Well, I don't have any juice and a cracker. Well, do a tortilla and some water. But just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it when you need to do it. God will honor whenever you're honoring the blood, he'll honor it. Or just get some stuff. Amen. But that's going to, well, of course, when we get a little closer to Resurrection Day, we're going to talk more about that. But this is just so important that we understand that we are not under the curse, that we've been redeemed by that blood. I'm going to talk about this on Sunday. I'm going to talk about being redeemed. But Dr. Lillian Yeomans, he accidentally got hooked on morphine. And it was taking her down. This is years ago, you know. And she was taking her down. And she called out to God, and God delivered her.
Yeah. Yeah.
He delivered her. Amen. And so she opened a healing house. And she had this lady come to the healing house who had TB, and the TB was destroying this lady. And she says, now I want you to get this. So she read her, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Now go over to Deuteronomy. What's under the curse? And she read it, and she says, so where's TB? It's under the curse. She says, I want you to say this all day long. TB is under the curse, and I'm delivered from the curse. So for about the first 3 days, this lady's saying it. The lady doesn't know what she's saying. You know how you'll just repeat? You don't really know what people don't really know what they're saying. But on the third day, it sunk. She comes running down the stairs in that house, and she says, Sister Yeoman, whatever she calls her, she said, TB is under the curse! I'm delivered from the curse! And it was gone. It was gone. Yeah. Your kids aren't under the curse. Your body's not under the curse. Your wallet's not under the curse. Your life is not under the curse. Your job is not under the curse. Your travels are not under the curse. None of it's under the curse. You are redeemed from the curse of the law because of the precious anointed blood has been paid, and you are totally paid for.
Amen.
You don't pay again when I buy your lunch. Thank you, Pastor. You don't pay again.
No.
When y'all buy my lunch, I don't pay again. Mm-hmm. You don't need to pay again.
Yeah.
Don't pay. Yeah. When the devil hits you with the system, just tell him, no, thank you. I'm not paying. I'm not paying. Get out of here. I don't have to pay for that. Jesus paid for that. I am free from the curse of the law. The law was actually good. It told you what was good, but it didn't help you keep it. There was no power in it to keep it. And so it had a weakness in it. But grace. Grace is the power to do what is right, do it right because it's right. You have mercy and you have grace. You are empowered to do what's right. And you are empowered to win.
That is right.
You're empowered to win. Go over to 1 John. We'll close with this. Anybody got this? Okay. Stop losing.
Amen.
Go to 1 John 5. A fear-free life is a failure-free life. You don't need to be afraid of anything. Well, I don't know if I got this diagnosis. Seems like it might kill me. What are you afraid of? You'll never die.
Praise God.
All of us are going to go sometime. But we're going. We're not going to be gone.
Praise God.
Your loved ones are having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
Your daddy, these are his best days. My daddy, they probably know each other. They know each other. Amen. They're talking. Yeah. Hey, our kids are friends. Roxanne and Wendy are friends. That's what Deb calls Randy. Wendy. I'm telling you, they're having a good time. Are you over there? Did you really go over there?
Yeah.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. So you're keeping his word by faith, by grace. Okay. Verse 4 is what I want to get to. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Our faith. Our faith. Faith in the blood, church. Faith in the blood. The blood is speaking for you. The blood is speaking for you.
Glory to God.
I was thinking about when we first started moving into the ministry and stuff, we had a guitar player. Remember he played that Rickenbacker? He was in our band. And his name was Tom. He was real cool. He could really play too. And he said, y'all remember when you go to some of those churches and they're saying the blood, 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 blood. And he would always laugh about it. But I thought, yeah, the blood. Yeah. Make much of the blood. Make much of the blood. The Father is very tender about his son's blood. Make much of the blood. Honor the blood. Honor the blood. When you receive the communion, don't just stand there and be going, well, here we go. When are they going to toss it in? Did we get the cracker open? No. Honor that. Jesus, you paid with your life. And you didn't have to. We honor the blood. We put faith in the blood. We put faith in our God. He said we would win. He said, if you believe, your whole household will be saved.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
I'm happy, are you?
Yeah.
We overcame by what?
The blood of the Lamb.
And what?
The word of our
testimony. Remember what we said about that?
Yeah.
Remember what we said about that?
Mm-hmm.
What did we say?
We said, why did people not get healed? Well, here's the blood of the Lamb. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. But what was the word of their testimony?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
The three are witnesses. They're witness.
Yeah.
The blood is witnessing.
Yeah.
God is witnessing. But we need another testimony. Ours.
Yes.
We need our testimony. You need to say it.
Yeah.
You got to talk, church. You're going to have to talk. You're going to have to open your mouth. Now you open your mouth to say everything else. Yeah, you do. Amen. Try not to say some things. But you're going to have to say, no, devil. Nope. Mm-mm. You're not getting anything. Not one bit. And you're not getting America. Not getting America. This is based on the blood. Our flag is about the blood. Our covenant is about the blood. Precious blood has been spilled on this land, particularly in Texas.
Amen.
Just had to throw that in. Whoop, whoop. Texas is good. That's what I say. Praise the Lord. We're so blessed to live here, and we're not giving it up. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It is up to us to keep this thing for our children. They've got to have a good place to live. Our parents did it for us. We can do it.
Amen.
And I know we have looks like a bigger thing in front of us, but hey, I want to say something to you. I heard someone say this. Years ago, you could walk on the streets of Germany and there'd be a bunch of Nazi soldiers standing out there. Did you know that? But they're not there today. They're not there today. Countries can turn around. Countries can turn around. People can turn around. Chapters can close. Maybe this chapter needs to close in your life and it's time for something new. It's time for something new. We had fresh starts the other morning. Amen? We have them now. Praise the Lord. I'll say one more thing to you. When you honor the blood, the glory comes. That's why we sing about the blood. That's why we thank God for the blood. Amen? Because God honors the blood with his presence. So dear to the Father's heart. Amen? Y'all receive this tonight? Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for all that you did for us, Jesus. And as we march into the Passover time, into the Resurrection Day time, we're just so grateful, Lord. We're grateful for the outcomes, the things that are happening now in the nation. We thank you, Lord, for the awakening of God in these different states that we're hearing about, these different churches. Father, we thank you for protecting the people in the panhandle. We thank you, Lord, for protecting, and we're praying ahead of schedule for the next voting period, that we would be free from the cheat in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for safe borders. We thank you for protecting us in every way. And we know you have that, and we're about to see it all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that we are going to see signs and wonders and miracles in these upcoming months like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's receive our offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Jesus paid so you don't have to be poor anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let anyone talk you out of your prosperity. That's false humility. I can guarantee you, people that don't believe in the prosperity message, this is what they don't believe in, giving.
Wow.
That's the truth. They don't want to have to give. That's exactly what it is. And they don't want people to have anything. That's all it is. They really don't want preachers to have anything. That is just a stigma that was so old and nasty and strange, isn't it? God wants to bless his people, and he wants to bless us so that we can bless other people. Father, we thank you for the tithers. We thank you for all the givers in this church. Father, we thank you for all the things you've allowed us to sow into, that we're going to sow into, all the things we're going to do. We thank you for our new building in Jesus' name. We thank you for our new plans that we're coming up with. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in this awakening. We thank you, Lord, for the tither, that the devourer has been rebuked and they're sitting way above the curse. And we thank you, Lord, for the giver, that they will be given back to good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into their pockets, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to give online, you can give, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and you can complete your gift. You can send it by mail. You can look on the website. You can send it to us any way you want to. We're very grateful and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, church.
All the time.
I guess Danny left me out here with the announcements, didn't she? She has to do kids' church tonight. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, I want to just remind you of one thing before we go, and that is Sunday night at 6 o'clock, Sunday evening, we're starting So You Think You Can Preach. Now, this is not to intimidate you. This is just the gate into, if you felt there was a call on your life to deliver messages to people to help change their life. And so what we're going to do is, I was teasing you about that we're going to do the gong show, and we're not really. We're going to help you. I was just kidding. And so in case any of you thought I was not joking, I was joking, okay? But what we're going to do, you can sign up for this. We'll have other times. We're going to start Sunday. And I'm just going to help walk you through something. Now, this is not for teaching. This is preaching. We're talking about preaching. We're not just talking about you doing a outline of teaching us something. So this is if you feel like you've got it in there. And it's okay if you don't. But we're just going to help you with it if you do. Amen. And so right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people signed up. You're welcome to sign up. And you just see me right after church. All of you who signed up, or you're going to sign up, because I want to give you your assignment so you'll know what to do. And I promise you, we're not going to hold up signs and say whether you did a 1 or a 10. And no chairs will turn. And so you don't get to be on The Voice. And, you know, all those kind of things. Just going to be, okay, now let's work with this. Let's work with that. We'll help you through it. Praise the Lord.
Praise
we all want to know, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you it's better to know where you are than not know. Amen. You need to know. And so that's what we're going to do. If you want to do it. If you don't, that's fine. No big deal. But I just felt the Lord calling me to do this. It's going to be fun.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Everybody good?
Yep.
Are you, what? The shootout.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Saturday morning, 9 o'clock shootout out at
Copperhead Creek.
Meeting here at 9:30. Am I talking good for it? Don't bring your guns in the church. Are we still online? God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye.
funny. I'll bring you guys.
Oops. Danny, I need you. Cut that part out. Praise the Lord. So, well, you know, a few years ago, y'all gave me a Henry shotgun. Remember? Y'all gave me one for my birthday. Pastor appreciates you something. But they didn't want to bring it in here, although half the people in here are packing. But anyway, go to the shootout with the men. They don't want the girls to come because we're better shots. We'll let them have their time. I'm kidding. Hey, I said that last time, and I got a phone call and got invited. So, but I'm not. I have to go to a wedding. So, praise the Lord. Deb is going to minister a wedding this weekend. And so we're going to go to some old friends that you know from Lockhart. And so, yeah. Wait, so the person she's marrying to the man is someone we had in our daycare when she was 4 or 5 years old. Isn't that wonderful? And they've been family friends all of our lives. We've been friends. Sherry Martin's niece. Mm-hmm. Shelby. And you know Shelby. And Jordan's going to take us. Mm-hmm. So he was willing to give up shooting so he could go with us. Praise the Lord. I know I'm standing here shooting the bull with everybody. Y'all want to go home. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. So good to be family, isn't it? God is so good. He is so good. Things are happening. Things are going to happen for you. Put your faith on that. Life is changing right now. Life is getting better and better right now. Right now it is. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. One person, tell me what you learned about the blood these last few weeks. One person, tell me. What did you learn about the blood? Tell me, Kyle.
It's still in the earth.
It's still in the earth. That's right. What else? Ronnie?
The way it spilled out into the earth and went down to the ground.
Amen. What else? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Never you.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Never lose its power.
It'll never lose its power. Yeah, that sounds like a song. That's right. Gave you back dominion. Anybody else? That's right.
Yep.
Anybody else? Yeah. That's right. Coagulated light. That's right. Praise God. The blood speaks. Amen. What are y'all saying?
Talking about the delirious song, Jesus' blood never fails.
Oh yeah. There you go. Uh huh.
I gotta go listen to it now.
Now you have to go listen to it. Can you play it and sing it for us when you come back?
Well, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Work on that. I'm messing with you. Praise the Lord, Wendy. I love you, Wendy. Well, God is good. So if you're on this paper or going to be on this paper, meet me in my office. We're not giving out pink slips. I just want to give you some instructions, okay? Why is it when you're called to the office, everybody thinks you're in trouble? Because you always were? Huh? They never called you to say yay. But in the church, people will, I'll say, Chris, can you meet me in my office? And the people around him will go, oh. I think that's funny. Okay, Lord, I'm done. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad you're here. I can have a lot of fun when you